Hello everybody, I'm George Myland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. This is commenting about Tommy Robinson's recent address to the Oxford Union Society. If you don't know what that is a debating society at Oxford University. It's not controlled by the university. It's an independent society. Students choose to join for as members. You can be a life member. I'm one of them. I was on the standing committee of it many years ago, so I was like one of the governing body of the Oxford Union for about 6 months. Tommy Robinson was invited to address this august organization, which was founded about 200 years ago now. Anyways, it's always prided itself on emphasizing free speech, inviting highly controversial people to address it. Indeed, Gerry Adams, even when he was head of a terrorist organization, the Irish Republican Army, murdering civilians in the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom and overseas. Now that would have been a step too far, even for me, because of course there he is inciting murder, and the murder actually happens, and you know that he's going to do that. Even if his speech just doesn't exactly go and say kill this person, we know that he's defending these constant crimes against humanity perpetrated by his vicious, racist, sectarian thugs. Because the Oxford Union is not obliged to invite these people, but the question is, do they have the moral right to do so? Invited all sorts of controversial people. They invite the far left. They invite those who advocate for sexual violence against children. So some truly sickening people. Some, US presidents who've committed crimes against humanity, they've been invited, indeed have addressed the Oxford Union Society. But Robinson was invited too, and he's not the worst person to address it. Now, Robinson is definitely bad news, or call him by his proper name, Stephen Yaxley Lennon. Don't trust a man who doesn't even tell the truth about his own name. He's a scumbag. He's a violent criminal. He's got a conviction as long as your arm. Been in jail a few times for like stalking a woman, for example. Crimes of violence, large-scale fraud, and most hysterically of all, well, hilariously of all, going to the United States in somebody else's passport. So much for wanting to control immigration and protect identity. There he was, stealing somebody else's identity. He is racist and he is Islamophobic. Now, obviously, this is a diversion. This expression, Islamophobic, must be broadened too much. Okay, so Islam is a set of beliefs like Christianity or atheism or communism or conservatism, and that must be open to scrutiny, criticism, ridicule, execration, indeed. But to say that all Muslims or everything about Islam is bad is obviously preposterous. If people want to pray five times a day, facing towards Mecca, there's no skin off my snout. If they want to eschew pork, there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't harm anybody else. You go ahead. They want to go on a pilgrimage to Mecca. So to say that all or most Muslims are bad would obviously, that is what is Islamophobic. If you criticize the Taliban, no, that's not. So at the other same time, he said he's had Muslims at his wedding, and he's sometimes been decent to Muslims, and he's not against all ethnic minorities, against some ethnic minorities. So does he even believe what he says? I'm not sure he does. I think he might just be deeply cynical, or because it's so illogical, one shouldn't expect it to be consistent and rational, therefore, because it's irrational. So you do him too much of a compliment by assuming rationality, or any kind of watertight logic to his words and utterances. So there it was to address the Oxford Union Society and an organization called Stand Up to Racism. They blockaded St. Michael Street to try and make it impossible to run, which, and obviously there were some counter protesters, those who took the side of Robinson. About 20 people were arrested. Okay. And there were some people saying that whites are discriminated against Oxford University. Well, because, and there, I mean, on the face of it, that could be true. I'm not sure it's true, because the UK is about 80% white, but those admitted to Oxford, it's like rather lower than that. It's about 60%. But then if you look at the age cohort, people are mostly coming in between the sort of age 18 and 25, then that's closer to only about 60% white. A lot of people come in from overseas, the working class are discriminated against. I mean, that's nonsense. But anyway, what else is it about that? Because, postgraduate students can come in at any age. When I was there was a retired judge in his 70s who was studying, and so forth. But yeah, I mean, it's disproportionately ethnically Chinese, ethnically Indian. I said ethnically, not by citizenship. They're often British citizens. So there might be some anti-white racism at Oxford. Don't want to exaggerate. If there is, I mean, it's not very much. I'd rather there's none, obviously. And women are a majority, women about 53% of the population. When men were a majority, that was so terrible, we had to correct that. That now women are a majority, somehow it's not. And increasing on a trajectory in the century, there'll be no boys going to Oxford whatsoever. Okay, but you know, I can accept that, you know, women are better at most subjects, maybe hardworking. So I'm not troubled that women are a majority and that might, the level will rise and so on. So there he was addressing it. And the left answer there called stand up to racism. But OK, I mean, yeah, he is racist. It doesn't mean he shouldn't be allowed to address the society, because obviously the left arts would tell us everybody is racist. Everything is racist. You know, maths is racist. Having statues is racist. I can't think of the curriculum is racist or whatever. Just everything and everyone ever is racialist. And that really just is preposterous. Two and two makes four. That's racialist. It's all about whatever, white supremacy and neocolonialism and the patriarchy and misogyny. So that is the kind of Maoist mind virus that has infected so many Oxonians, alas and alack. So yeah, the Oxford Union, we're not saying that they were obliged to invite him, but I don't necessarily oppose him, even though he's a scumbag and a chance to show what a bad faith fool he is. He's inarticulate, he's uneducated, but unfortunately has a following. One of the reasons to argue that he ought to be invited is that he has a significant number of supporters. You see the rallies he's addressed, and he's had tens of thousands of people there. So he connects with the working class, the white working class, in a way that not many other politicians do. But, you know, even Nigel Farage of Reform United Kingdom has chosen to distance himself from Robinson, doesn't want to be involved in Robinson, realize Robinson's toxicity. So Robinson, he perpetrates these dangerous myths that, lots of Muslims are rapists and so on. He doesn't care if whites are rapists or if white men are paedophiles. He will only highlight it if it's a Muslim man, a brown man, and so on, which is shows that the selectivity of this shows is not primarily about desire to defend women, to protect children. Really, it's about exacerbating animus towards ethnic and religious minorities. Is preposterous. And but someone who was convicted of stalking a woman does not have much moral authority when it comes to making women feel safe. So yeah, Tommy Robinson is very bad news. And we see people against the far right. But, you know, he's not actually right wing at all. Never mind far right. He's not into deregulation, low taxation, capitalism, the monarchy, beefing up the armed forces. I'm not sure what right wingery would be about. I mean, it used to be about family values. I can't think which are typical mainstream right wing shibboleths. Certainly it's anti-immigration. I'm not sure it's anti-all immigration. He's partly immigrant himself because his father came from the Republic of Ireland. And so on. I remember there used to be hostility towards us, the Irish in Great Britain, partly because some paddies were setting off bombs. There was some anti-Catholicism, and that disappeared in Great Britain decades ago. So, but you shouldn't be making sure the other group get it in the neck. We're all human beings. Colour really is only skin deep. And a person's race and religion don't matter. They're good and bad in all races and religions. So, I mean, as I got older, I've increasingly come to see the unimportance of ethnicity, nationality, faith, and so on. Just because someone happens to fall into the same category with me, I don't have that much in common with. I don't automatically like them. And someone could be complete opposite, could have been a Buddhist or a different colour from me, born in a different country, citizen of a different country, grew up speaking a different language, all the rest of it. And there might be a great deal of commonality between me and that person. We might have a wonderful rapport. All right. So thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, and do what you can to stand up to Tommy Robinson. Toodaloo.